Butch Sloan can't imagine camping without a fire.
Sitting back and watching the wood burn and kind of dreaming about old times or whatever, you know, that's part of the camping. Yeah, you got to have your campfire.
Sloan's been coming to this Michigan campground from his home in Ohio for 20 years now. For the past few years, it's been illegal for anyone to move hardwood firewood over the state line. There can be steep fines if you're caught. That's because of the emerald ash borer. It's an invader from Asia that's killing millions of ash trees in the upper Midwest. Moving just one piece of infested firewood can start a new outbreak. Beetles can emerge from the wood and fly to healthy ash trees. Butch Sloan says he brings wood from construction sites or buys firewood at the campground instead.
As far as trying to bring regular firewood across the state line, the fines are just too high. I don't want to take a chance on it, you know. You know, we bring the two befores and stuff like that, and that's good fire, good cooking, you know.
But there are plenty of campers who ignore the laws and bring firewood with them. That's why states such as Michigan and Ohio are setting up checkpoints along highways. They're trying to catch people sneaking firewood out of infested areas. Here on a two-lane country road in northwest Ohio, every car and truck is being stopped. State workers ask the drivers if they've got firewood.
If we do find someone that has brought firewood with them, we ask them to pull into a parking lot, and at that point we begin to interview them to find out where the firewood came from.
Stephanie Jakeway is a crew leader with the Ohio Department of Agriculture. She says a lot of the people they catch don't understand the quarantine laws. But she says others don't think they're part of the problem.
We have had people in the past, you know, say, well, there's no ash in the back of my truck. You know, there's no way that I'm transporting emerald ash borer. And then you get to the bottom and there are four pieces of ash in the bottom.
Jakeway says that's why the laws are written the way they are. It's illegal to move any hardwood firewood out of quarantined areas, not just ashwood. Jakeway says the best thing campers can do is buy firewood where they camp and burn it all up at the site. A lot of campers say the firewood rules are annoying, but the rules have changed everything for some people. Jim Albring owns Lumberjack's Quality Firewood. His business is in Michigan, just a mile and a half from Ohio. He says before the ash borer arrived, most of his customers were in Ohio. Then suddenly, he couldn't move firewood across the state line.
It was profitable, and we were increasing by 25-30% a year until the ash borer hit. And now we've dropped to, I don't even know. I don't really look at the figures too much anymore because it's disheartening.
Albring says at first, he could only sell to people a few miles away in Michigan, so his customer base totally dropped out. He says these days, people from Ohio still drive up and try to buy firewood from him.
If we know that there's suspicion it's going back into Ohio, we tell them about how heavy the fines are, and then they usually back off right away, and they don't try to get it.
That's the problem with trying to stop the destructive insect from spreading across the country. Even government officials admit there's no way to stop every single person from moving firewood. Patricia Lockwood directs ash borer policy for Michigan.
I think it's going to be extremely difficult, and we've known that from day one, to say to stop it. What we have always agreed on is that we are buying ourselves time. What we're looking for is time so that the science can catch up.
And researchers are scrambling to find something that will stop the ash borer, a natural predator or a perfect pesticide. But scientists say states have to contain the infestations in the meantime. That means there's a lot of pressure on campers and hunters to change their habits. Tossing some wood in the back of the truck on the way up north used to be pretty harmless. Now it's changing entire landscapes as millions of trees get wiped out by the beetle. For the GLRC, I'm Rebecca Williams.